outside of the CDC recommendations of keeping yourself safe, how else can we be proactive in curbing COVID-19? Well, how about becoming a citizen scientist? The Folding at Home Project is a distributed computing project for simulating the movements of proteins implicated in a variety of diseases. The project brings together anyone who wants to volunteer to run simulations of protein dynamics on their personal computers.
I am Ready Player Emma, and I am a gamer, a streamer, and a computer engineer.
Emma is a volunteer folder, one of the army of folders dedicating their personal CPU time to the Folding at Home project. The software runs in the background while you're on Zoom in a meeting or gaming, for example. With her help, along with millions of others, the Folding at Home project has collectively created a supercomputer that is imaging key proteins found in the novel coronavirus.
We're actually capturing that with our simulations, and it's really cool to see. It kind of reminds me of the mouth of one of these Demogorgon monsters from the television series Stranger Things, and it's kind of frightening to see this thing opening up ready to grab onto its prey.
That's Greg Bauman, associate professor at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis and director of the Folding at Home Project. He estimates all folders are now contributing computing processing power 10 times faster than the world's fastest computer. Greg and Emma told us more about the project.
It's difficult for people, including myself, to be isolated, you know, basically to be not going anywhere, to, you know, just so many different ways our lives have changed, and that's difficult to cope with. Being able to feel like you can contribute something active, I feel, is like a really important kind of psychological benefit, an emotional relief. You know, we're a bunch of drops in the ocean, and collectively we've created this massive supercomputer that is actually having a major impact on the research for the virus. So it's an incredible way to sort of have that psychological relief of, okay, I'm doing my part. You know, I'm staying at home to slow the spread, and now I'm doing even more. I'm actually helping the scientists find treatments and hopefully a cure.
With Folding at Home, we've had a number of past successes that are relevant. And so we're bringing the same sorts of tools to bear on the proteins that the coronavirus uses to infect human cells and evade our immune systems and replicate itself. So one of the focus points right now has been on a complex of three proteins called the spike. And we're actually capturing that with our simulation.
You can also become part of this chat community or part of the online forums and interact with other people who are doing the same thing. And, you know, Folding at Home has this really cool protein viewer that shows you, like, what it's processing. You know, scientists that are involved actually come into the chat and respond to, like, oh, that's actually a cell membrane, and like this color sphere is this molecule. And it takes it away from just being some abstract thing, and, you know, you really feel like, wow, I truly am part of the science going on here.
We have the potential to actually impact the pandemic, and we can't make any guarantees of what the outcomes of our work are going to be or what time scale they're going to come on, but the fact that we can legitimately offer the opportunity to, you know, have some probability of finding a way of combating this virus is a big deal, and the fact that people can participate in it and feel like they're taking action and they're not just helpless and powerless, but they're actually powerful and can help is really amazing to see. And it's amazing to see the community's response coming together to pitch in, you know, everything they can.
That's Greg Bauman, associate professor at the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis and director of the Folding at Home Project. We also heard from Emma, one of the many volunteer folders, dedicating a part of her computer's processing time to help process data on the novel coronavirus. If you want to find out how you can volunteer for the Folding at Home Project, go to onpointradio.org. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.